So what happens now to the more than 150 Central Americans who've been camped out on the U.S.-Mexico border, many for about a week? They are what remains of the 1,200 who started out in a caravan over a month ago, fleeing what they said was violence in their home countries, seeking asylum in both Mexico and now the U.S. But the San Diego border crossing is at capacity. Gene Guerrero is immigration reporter at KPBS in San Diego. Gene, you were at the border yesterday. What's happened to these migrants?
When they arrived at the port of entry, they were met by Mexican police and army and immigration officials who stopped them in their tracks. I believe they had received word from U.S. Customs and Border Protection that the ports were at capacity and wanted to make sure that this huge group of 200 people didn't end up going into the port of entry. So they told them that a small group of people could go in and double check. And so that's what happened. About 50 people went through the gates, but when they reached the port of entry, Customs and Border Protection told them that they couldn't let them in, that they had no more space or resources to process additional people at that time.
Well, let's remind people, this is an organized caravan. They said they did organize it as a caravan to protect those in it. It had the help of immigration activists all along the way and was met by activists, you know, as they came to the border. You spoke with Alex Mensing of the advocacy group Pueblos Sin Fronteras.
We wish that the United States government were capable of accepting more than a few hundred asylum seekers at any given time, since we can certainly pick up more than 1,000 people in an ICE raid on any given day and deport them. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Hopefully someday that is the case.
So, Gene, what do you see happening here? What do activists and advocates want to have happen? What's possible?
So basically, they camped out last night, and I haven't heard back from U.S. Customs and Border Protection or the Department of Homeland Security as to what kind of resources they sent and why it is that just before the caravan arrived, they ran out of space. But it looks like they're just going to be waiting, and they're hoping that they're going to be able to trickle in slowly.
Meanwhile, there have been critics of the entire process. This morning, the hosts of Fox and Friends said these immigrants looked healthy. Even a pregnant woman scaled a sheet metal fence over the weekend. The host said the migrants are lawyered up. On the other side, there are people worried because there are children in the group. There were some couples with children who hadn't been married yet who got married right there at the border, knowing that they might all be separated. What's the sense of what will happen? Will they take the children and at least get them food and housing? What will happen?
It's really unclear at this point. They were hoping that at least the most vulnerable among the group would be allowed to enter the port of entry. There was one woman in a wheelchair who was put at the front of the line, but she also is still waiting. So it's very unclear. One thing that is expected to happen is if these caravan members are taken into custody, what they were told by immigration attorneys is that it's very likely that they'll be separated from their children. We have seen an increase in cases of immigration and customs enforcement separating families. The Department of Homeland Security had said last year that they planned to do this, to separate families in custody as a way of deterring more people from coming. So a lot of the families who I spoke with about this potentially happening to them said, you know, we are very frightened about this potentially happening to us, but at the end of the day, we would prefer our children to be safe from the violence that we're fleeing, even if it means that we're separated.
Well, there was a Health and Human Services Department report last week finding that the agency lost track of nearly 1,500 migrant children from Central America that they'd placed with sponsors last year. They had shown up alone at the border, so we'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, you were there. What is your sense of whether these people are fleeing violence or, you know, are healthy, lawyered up people?
One of the reasons that these caravans are organized is because there are increasing reports of people, of asylum seekers being turned away at the border. So the reason that one of the reasons that they join these caravans is because they hope that with the media attention and with the workshops that they receive from immigration attorneys, they'll be better prepared to deal with whatever happens when they come into contact with Border Patrol. But one of the things that's interesting is, you know, the Trump administration is is depicting this caravan as a caravan of people who intend to enter the U.S. illegally. We did have reports from Border Patrol that some members of the caravan entered illegally over the weekend before the organized effort to present themselves at the port of entry. The caravan themselves have distanced themselves from those people, saying, you know, we can't control everyone, and if people decide to separate from the caravan and cross the border on their own, there's nothing we can do about that. But the immigration attorneys who I spoke with mentioned that the reason a lot of asylum seekers cross the border illegally and jump the fence, for example, and risk their lives and the lives of their children is because of the fact that at the ports of entry where they typically present themselves to ask for asylum, they're being turned away.
That's Jean Guerrero, immigration reporter for KPBS in San Diego. Jean, thank you.
Thank you.